I got your wig, I got your wig, ho. Hey, hey, you're mad. Miss Wigiana, Miss Wig, Miss Wig, Miss Wigiana, Miss Wig.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Before we get into this video, everything I say is not motherfucking fact in this bitch, so don't take it as such.
Girls can't take my motherfucking mouth, bitch. My mouth is real, it is raw, it is raunchy, bitch. I'm gonna give the girls exactly what the fuck they asked for. The girls is going to know my wrath. Trust me.
Well, hello in this bitch. I am Karen Hooker's Wig, or the Wigiana, and welcome to my channel. If you don't know who I am, I just told you who I am, and I go over a multitude of reality shows, and sometimes I go over some hot topics. In the first hot topic, honoring my mother, I want to get into, before we get into these reality shows, is Miss Wendy Williams, my mother, the doll, the icon, okay? I watched part one of her documentary, and I was sitting there, Harlem, shaking with anger. I mean, just sitting there mad, okay, in this bitch, because y'all are doing her really sour, trying to kill her and take her money. When I say y'all, I'm talking about her manager, Will. I shouldn't say this to be true because I don't know it to be true, so allegedly. But I'm just saying, from what I saw in the documentary, bitch, you're giving me sketchy Anna in this. And also that other white lady, I'm not trying to do race in this hoe, so it's nothing to do with race. I just don't know her name, so I'm just going to call her white lady. And that don't mean you can call me black bitch because y'all don't know my name. Maybe I shouldn't call her no white lady. Okay, I'm just calling her Becky Anna. Becky Anna, this guardian over my mother, I don't know who she is, and apparently the family don't even know who she is, but she's the guardian of Wendy, and the family cannot see Miss Wendy. What the fuck is going on?
Well, the Wendy Williams show was canceled 2 years ago. The four-part docuseries, Where is Wendy Williams, delves into her cognitive issues and her alcohol abuse. CNN Entertainment correspondent Elizabeth Wagmeister has the story.
A daytime TV icon with unfiltered commentary and off-the-cuff celebrity gossip. Wendy Williams' talk show redefined daytime television and ran for 13 seasons, with an audience who had a front-row seat to her extreme candor and, at times, personal demons.
And you know I've had a struggle with cocaine.
In 2019, she tearfully revealed that she was living in a sober house. 2 years prior, she fainted live on air. Williams, while documented health concerns, often resulted in hiatus after hiatus. In her absence, the series ultimately ended in early 2022. The years after, however, have been somewhat mysterious for her fans and even family.
At the peak of her career, she was gone.
A new docuseries on Lifetime explores the Williams saga. It's executive produced by Williams herself. She pitched it as a behind-the-scenes look at her life with hopes of launching a podcast, but producers soon realized that they were capturing something very different from a comeback.
You are bigger than this. You are better than this.
Her niece, Alex Finney, participates in the documentary. Producers say they finished shooting Wendy's portion last year.
Are we ready?
Where is your aunt today?
Well, you know, she is away at some sort of facility, and she is healing. You know, Elizabeth, part of what has been so complicated and challenging about this for myself, and I'll speak for my family in this instance, and that is we don't have an exact location in terms of where she is. We have no way to actually call her personally.
A care team for Williams says the former host has been diagnosed with aphasia and dementia, which can impact communication, personality, and the ability to understand language. Her niece also says the former host has been suffering from alcohol abuse.
Did you drink this whole thing today?
Shortly after her talk show was canceled, a New York court appointed a legal guardian to oversee her finances and health. The case has been sealed along with the identity of the guardian.
Can you explain the process of this guardianship and how involved the family is, if at all?
To put it really simply, the family has been shut out. My aunt was placed under this guardianship in April of 2022. She went into court. It was closed, so we don't know the details. And when she came out, she was under this court-appointed guardian. And here we are now in February of 2024, and that information is still really limited.
CNN has been unable to speak directly to Williams about the project or verify her family's account of their conversations, but we reached out to the care team and they declined comment. As for Finney, she says she speaks to Williams over the phone and she's hopeful for her aunt's progress, but still has concerns.
Some stuff that people are going to see in this documentary is just not adding up. I think a lot of people are going to have questions in terms of where is the guardian? Where is the oversight?
Now, this saga continues. Just this morning, we have learned from a source that Wendy Williams' legal guardian filed a lawsuit against Lifetime's parent company, A&E. Now, that lawsuit is under seal, so we are not clear on what the contents are. But just moments ago, Boris, I received a statement in from a Lifetime spokesperson that says, quote, Lifetime appeared in court today in the documentary Where is Wendy Williams will air this weekend as planned. So it seems that Lifetime has prevailed against whatever the guardianship was trying to fight against with the network. Now, Boris, I actually was a frequent guest on the Wendy Williams show. I worked with her for years on her show, and in the final season, when Wendy was not coming to work because of health issues, which now we know the diagnosis, I was a fill-in host. And the reason why they needed so many hosts to come in was because Wendy was not there. She was having health issues. And again, now we know what those health issues are. But Wendy, as we all know, a true force, no one like her. And of course, we are wishing her the best with her recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. She is a legend, and we're sad to hear this news, but as you said, we do wish her the best. Elizabeth Wagmeister, thank you so much for the update.
Okay, so like I said, what is going on, and how did this Becchiana lady, I don't mean to call you Becchiana, I just don't know your name. Actually, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you. What are you doing to my mother? You're throwing her into rehabs, which I mean, yes, but the family should be involved in these facilities. You just taking her somewhere and she doesn't know what's going on. You and this manager, like I said, Will, we're going to get into you two in a minute in this bitch after I show some clips of Wendy's behavior. And I'm not showing them to make fun of her due to she was diagnosed with dementia and whatever you just saw in that last clip. I'm not a doctor, so the shit ain't going to fall out of my mouth correct, okay? But she is going through it, so I'm going to give her a pass as, again, I have never gone through what she is going through, and it seems to be a lot, and she has people manipulating her, taking her money, being around her, just being a yes man, and letting her drink up.
Dumbass. Go downstairs, please, and okay. Order something and make you fat.
Okay, before y'all start eating my mother up, as I saw on Twitter already, you guys talking about, I don't care if she has dementia, she shouldn't be talking to people like that. Bitch, have you had dementia? Do you know what it does to your mind? I don't know. I'm just saying, have you had it? So I don't know why you're judging somebody if you've never had it, okay? But anyways, I just wanted to say, like, I don't give a fuck how she was talking to that bitch, because I feel like she's a yes woman and in on the scam with Will, that Becchiana Ho, and Wells Fargo. Okay? Because when Wendy was in the car talking about let's order drinks, and y'all saying that she has a drinking issue, you're sitting there telling her your favorite drink so she can get it, so y'all can drink together. And while, yes, Will is sitting there and acting like, oh, I hate when Wendy drinks and so on, the first thing you said when you sat down on camera was, ooh, bitch, I need a shot. So it's clear to me the people around her are not sober.
Why did it take so long?
Well, he couldn't find the right one, and this is the only one he had. This is the right one you need.
First of all, you didn't go past the Wendy Williams show or the Chevy Shepherd show.
We're going to go past her now.
Yeah.
All right. That's where we need to go past.
Is that the correct one?
Is this?
Ha, Miss Wendy said, hold on, bitch. This is not what the fuck I smoke, okay? But on a real note, like I said, I don't feel bad for the lady that she is bossing around. As, again, I feel like she is in on this scheme. She's just taking all the orders that she can. She doesn't give a fuck if she's called fat, neat, lipo, and so on and so, because they are all pushing Miss Wendy to die so they can get her coins. Maybe I'm just being a conspiracy theorist in this hoe, but it just seems to me something really sketchy is going on between Will, this lady that y'all saw that's getting bossed around in this hoe, and Wells Fargo.
Get right back in.
Go past the Wendy Williams show. Go past the Sherry Shepherd show.
This is on 26th Street.
Give it back, please. Give it back. And don't take more than 2 seconds. You're supposed to go past the Wendy Williams show.
Okay, but
make a right.
This is where we get the blues from every time.
No, excuse me. You're just a driver.
Ooh, Wendy, that dementia got you eating the girls. But I'm going to give you a pass, like I said, as, again, I don't know what dementia does to the mind or the mouth, clearly, okay? So, like I said, you have been eating your driver up, but I do like how he was sticking up for himself when you were talking to him sour a little bit. But the only thing I didn't like was when he said he needed more money due to you talking to him sour. Like, does she have anybody in her life that just wants to help her without getting paid? I mean, rightfully so, I understand he wants to get paid due to how we see Wendy talking to him. But, like, again, to my question, where are her friends at? Oh, wait, they can't be around her because we have this guardian blocking people. We have the guardian blocking family. What the fuck?
Only one coat, please.
You only want? Okay.
Yes, just one. Oh, God. What are you doing?
This just makes sure that the coat
no, here. No, take this off.
Okay.
You said the same thing. Take that off. Are you stupid?
That poor nail tech looked like she wanted to slap the shit out of Wendy, and I'm happy she didn't, as Miss Wendy again has dementia, so she cannot control her mouth or her mind, okay? Maybe she can. I don't know that to be true, as, again, I've never had dementia, so I don't know what it does. I just wish people had more grace like the nail tech, how she didn't slap Wendy when she was going the fuck off and calling her stupid and so on. Maybe she didn't call her stupid that time. She called somebody else stupid. But look, I'm happy she had grace and didn't go the fuck off and she was just sympathizing with whatever Wendy was going through. Now, I know some of you guys are going to say, well, isn't that what the publicist is doing? No, the publicist is in on the scam, like I've been saying in this bitch. This nail tech lady is a one-time thing in this whole, okay? So she's not used to what's going on, but it's clear to me she has sensed that something is going on with Miss Wendy in this bitch. Anyways, this documentary has been so sad to watch, as this has not been the mother we have come to love in this bitch, okay? And just to see that she doesn't have her family around her because, like, people are blocking the situation is just really weird to me. And like I said, I had my eye on Will, as I don't know how the fuck you became somebody she was partying with, to her best friend, to her manager. Like, I mean, I guess you can be multi-talented in this bitch, but it just, again, is giving to me sketchy Anna vibes, and all that you're doing with this drinking situation is performative. I'm just sorry. You're having her or wanting her to work when there is something clearly going on with her. This assistant is a dumbass bitch too, because she's saying that Wendy doesn't have a drinking problem. Clearly she does. She's always asking for a liquor bottle in this bitch. All of you bitches are in on this scam. And I don't like it. Wells Fargo, this old white lady, I'm sorry to call her an old white lady, but I, again, don't know her name, and I really don't give a fuck. And this assistant and Will, you bitches are scammers and schemers in this hoe, and I got my eye on you. But we're going to move on to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where we see some more schemers and scammers with fake breakups or whatever the fuck is going on with Mauricio, Kyle, and she's talking about it with Erica.
Since that article came out, it's like I'm seeing, you know, oh, obviously it's because Mo cheated.
Oh, yeah, it's sausage. It's chicken sausage if you ask for it.
I didn't ask for chicken sausage.
I'm all right, you?
You made it home.
I spoke to you last night.
Dorit's dress is beautiful. Erica's dress is short.
Who wins?
My wife.
If we had to take the wives out of the who wins, who wins?
Your wife.
No, both wives are out.
Oh, so I have to pick anybody but your wife and my wife?
Now Kyle has cheated.
What is the truth with that?
Ooh. What do we have here? You better live it up. 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 I know a strapiana when I see one. Ooh. Get the strap. You better live it up. Get the strap. You better live it up. Dike that dike. Dike that dike. You better live it up. I know a strapiana when I see one. What do we have here? Dike that dike. like. You better live it up. 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 Get the strap.
Hey, it's me interrupting. Hey. I know you're probably wondering why the fuck you're looking at my crotch. I just want to show off my off-white shorts. Yes, okay. As I said, I'm interrupting as this is a recap. And if you don't want to hear me recap, you can watch these edits earlier on Patreon. They just cost, but you would be supporting my channel, okay? But like I said, or was going to say before I got distracted by my off-white shorts, okay? I wanted to discuss Mauricio and Kyle. Yes, as this is a recap. What the fuck is going on? Because I feel like you two are dancing around the truth. I either feel one of two things, or two of two things, on this bitch, that you guys are faking this for clicks and views as, again, you guys are dancing around the truth of what's going on this whole season, and I just feel like this whole, or... Let me clarify myself. Breakups seem to cost or make a lot of money. Let's just look at this whole Sandoval situation. While yes, it was traumatizing for them, I'm sure it just seemed to make Bravo and the people involved a lot of money. So I'm not sure if this is the situation with Kyle and Mauricio, or she is truly a lesbiana and is just afraid to live it on up. I don't know. But either way, I just want the truth as this is a reality show and you're getting paid so much money to live your truth and share your truth. So, share your truth, girl.
This is really just about Mo and me. We're gonna play a game. This is Girls Night Out Table Topics.
What is appropriate for husbands when it comes to communicating with other women on social media?
You're not supposed
murder.
To
murder. I think Instagram is literally the worst thing for relationships. I hate it. I think it's terrible.
I've had like a fight with Mo over that. I hate that.
I wish I was the kind of person that could just laugh that type of thing off and be like, oh, look at you. But I don't, and not only is it, does it feel disrespectful, but it also is like, we're in the public eye and people can see who you follow and comment.
You know, you're really disrespecting your spouse in a public forum. And that's like even worse, that's even worse.
Mo certainly knows that his wife would not tolerate him engaging with younger, attractive women on social media. There might be another couple that the wife would not mind at all.
If Marcellus wanted to look at beautiful women on Instagram, we don't have rules per se, but I also don't have trust issues. My husband is the one who, when we first started dating, we would go places and he would be like, oh, honey, I slept with her before. So it's like, if you like somebody's picture and I know it's so-and-so that you used to date in 2003, why would I be upset about that? I already know that you used to date her. Me and Marcellus are different though. We have the horrible conversations. We have the worst conversations. Like, we talk about the worst stuff. Like, people always want it like rainbows and butterflies and like, husband, tell me, like 8.5. Marcellus calls me 8.5 and you're like, how does that make you feel? I'm like, great, it's a badge of honor. Like, it's so funny because I asked so many of my girlfriends that. I'm like, what would you do if your husband said you were 8.5? Oh my God, I'd be so upset and I'd divorce him. I'm like, why? Like, I'm not that woman. Like, I don't need, like, don't lie to me. Like, keep it real. That's why I trust my husband, because he always is real with me. He's not going to call me a 10 because I'm not a 10. Like, right? So why would I ever think he's lying? Because he tells me all the bad stuff. Right?
I'm not talking about, like, if Mo's liking your photos on Instagram or says something, that's totally different. Yeah. I'm talking about something that doesn't
make
really
much
unnecessary.
Sense. Right.
And makes me want to grow a horn and a tail and kill people.
It happens. It happens. That's why I was so glad I was married to someone much older. Didn't even know what social media was. Didn't help much, but, you know, there wasn't that.
Lucky.
Yeah, well, got over in a lot of other ways.
But also, you don't have to follow every single person and like all their photos. But, yeah, no, I don't like that at all.
It's not about our family. It's not about external family. It's not about another person on his side or my side.
So cute, you guys.
Would you ever date a woman?
You had a question for the ladies.
Holy shit.
It definitely came out of left field.
You know what? Two reasons I said that. A, for shock value. B, because I'm at a place in my life where I'm just like, I don't know. I have zero judgment. Do you think I would ever get a tattoo before? So I was like, who am I to say? I don't know.
That's my
God. I'm not judging anything. Like, who knows? Whatever.
That's the best thing I've heard you say all day.
At the time, it was very meaningless to me. I just thought it was one of those provocative questions that we ask each other, you know, like for fun. But now I'm like, oh, maybe she's curious other people's perspectives.
Was she planting a seed? Was she checking to see what we would think of it?
I think she's kind of like fighting inner demons. So I think in asking that question, she's kind of putting out feelers to her friends.
Like, you know? Are we safe territory?
Yeah. Would we be okay with it if she decided, you know, to love someone else?
Yeah.
Describing everything clean and starting, you know, from sort of scratch of my own beliefs and, you know, and I'm just a lot more open-minded about a lot of things across the board.
Good for you.
I mean, my girl is saying to me, like, Mom, I can't believe you got tattoos. I love this new, like, you know, enlightened, you know, open-minded version of you. And
whatever you need to do or however, whatever this is, this time in your life that makes you happy, whether it's dating women, not dating women, that's you. And you need to feel good about what you're doing. And whether you stay with Mauricio, don't stay with Mauricio, whatever you guys work out, it's really between the two of you. You deserve to make yourself happy. You've been through enough. Just live your life. It's fine. That's how I feel about it. I've been with a woman. I think it's great to have had that experience, but I don't think it's for me. I really like penises. That's how I feel. You know, that's just where I'm at. I probably would do something on the other side of that.
What's that?
More penis.
If I had to answer it today, I'd say maybe. I don't think I could say a hard no. Obviously, if I wasn't with PK.
I know Dorit's been with a girl. She admitted it.
Dorit says maybe.
Dorit said maybe, and she already said she's been.
Or she kissed a girl. She kissed a girl.
In college or something.
Where's your phone?
Wait,
you do it. No, I'm not doing it.
Wait, where's my phone?
I'm already at bad place with
it. Hey, Siri, call Dorit Kemsley.
Hey, Siri.
Hi, this is Dorit.
Oh, God. Have her call. Just say Dorit, call it.
Call me when you can. No, actually, call me fast.
I love men.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I fell in love with someone, I understand that too, falling in love with someone and they happen to be the same sex.
This is a personal question.
Yeah, and that's why I'm answering it from my point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love men and I want to be with a man, but I could see how people fall in love with someone because of who they are, not necessarily what they're made of. But it's interesting that Kyle would bring that up.
Stephanus. I was telling him that I overthink these things, and then you clearly just don't overthink. You just
I'm a little covered.
Yeah. Can you imagine I show up at my house with a throat tattoo? Where am I going to put it? That's the other thing.
That's on you.
Did I tell you that Mo asked me how many I had, and he said he didn't know?
You look amazing.
Oh, thanks.
How many tattoos do you have right now?
5.
Seriously?
This is the first.
That one I know.
This is the second.
Oh, I forgot.
This is
about
the third. This is the fourth. This is the fifth.
I mean, you have 5. You said 5.
I have 5, yeah.
I got into a fight with someone on my Instagram about you.
About me?
Something about my tattoos and Kyle's trying to look like this. And I was like, who cares?
I mean, like, and I think, too, like, you know, Kyle, I've got her in the, Kyle Richards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, corrupted her into getting a few tattoos.
She's got like 5 tattoos.
She's got like 5 tattoos.
Oh, really?
Now.
She was hanging out with Morgan getting
she's
added up.
Wife. She's yes. A real life. Nice,
yeah,
nice.
But I remember we were getting in a car and the Uber, I was the first one to get in there and like the driver picking us up was like real skeptical of me, like kind of asking. And
you're holding
it
Kyle
pissed
hostage.
Her off.
She hasn't gotten a response. What are your thoughts on that?
We are very good friends.
Okay, so it's just a rumor, right?
Okay, just a room.
Thank you so much.
Friends with benefits. Best friends, matching tattoos.
We have matching tattoos too.
Wait a minute.
Wait, we need to see those tattoos.
She's not the only one I have a matching tattoo
with. Oh, okay, we see it. Thank you.
They're gonna assume you're having like a midlife crisis or something with the extra tattoo, but it's great, Morgan. Thanks.
Initially, I was drawn to Morgan by her music. Morgan's lyrics really spoke to me because she was just so raw and open and honest and just putting it all out there.
You say I'm too young for you. You're scared I'm too rough for you.
And I admire that in someone, especially someone who has struggled with that myself. I appreciate that quality in someone.
This is just about Mo and me.
Has he acknowledged, like, how painful this is for you?
Okay, hold on. How painful? What is for who? What's happening? Because at this point, we don't know what is happening. We now know Kyle has filed for divorce. But in this point of the storyline of the show and filming and so on, I don't think they have filed for divorce. And they were talking about that they're not separating. So what is the thing that's hurting you? The articles that are coming out with the alleged cheating situations, as this is nothing new. So you should be used to that if he hasn't cheated. Or the Lesbiana articles that have been coming out with you and your strap girl. I don't know her name, so I'm just calling her strap girl. So I'm confused again, like, what's going on and what's hurting you besides your man?
I think the most important thing is just for you guys to know we haven't told you guys everything because we try to protect you. And then all of a sudden you kind of get blindsided by this public news and then you don't know about it. It's probably difficult. I just wanted to make sure that we were open and that you guys knew what we were going through and see if there's any questions. I wanted to do everything possible to just save it. So, you know, your mom came and she talked to me and she said, I think I need space.
Oh, wait a minute in this bitch. We are skipping steps. Kyle needed space. Space. I know what space means in this bitch, but why did she need space? What did you do to make her need and want space? Or was it the strap that made her need some space from you because it was so good? Did you do something to make her need space? Or was it the strap? Either or, something was done.
She said to me, listen, the rules are that, you know, you go out, you date, you do whatever it is that you want to do, like, I'm not gonna be asking you what you're doing. I don't want you to be asking me what I'm doing. Like, we are separated.
I know I keep saying what the fuck is going on, but truly, what the fuck is going on? Because I feel like bitches are playing in my motherfucking face. Okay? Has this been the arrangement all season that you guys have been separated and that you guys can see other people? But now that articles have come out and caught you guys feel the need to address it because your kids are now probably reading and seeing them? Or I don't know what's really going on. Is this fake or what? I don't know what to believe, honestly. What do y'all believe in the comments? Because this is just too much and confusing for me. And I feel bad for the kids that they are dragged into the situation of their parents. I mean, most of them are grown, but like there is one youngin' in this bitch. Are they in on this too? Or like, what's happening? And I don't believe, like, okay, I shouldn't say I don't believe because I'm not in their marriage, but I'm just saying I don't know one that would want their husband to be sleeping with other people and still being married to them. Like, why didn't she file for divorce? Like, what is this? Are y'all together still to save money? Is it cheaper to stay together and fuck whoever or what? Like, I don't know what's going on. It just seems I'm not getting the full or whole story.
What's wrong, Porsche? Come here.
Mo, what the fuck you mean what's going on, Porsche? Y'all know what the fuck's going on. Y'all got her sour because of this whole shenanigans. Shenanigans with you and your wife. That's what's going on.
I've come to realize that, you know, there's a big chance that we're not going to end up together.
What is the issue that the two of you can't let go of?
There were things that happened that made me lose my trust.
Oh, I can't stand no cheating sour ass bitch, okay? There you have it. Mauricio was cheating and sneaking with the deacon. I'm playing, he wasn't sneaking with no deacon or no man that I know of, but I'm just saying, it seems to me, from what Kyle is alluding to, is that Mauricio cheated. And like I just said, I can't stand no cheating sour ass bitch. If you don't wanna be with one, tell them. Don't play them. Gaslight them. Okay? What the fuck?
That was a very vulnerable, real moment about life. And anyone who's been in a long-term marriage, there are times where this point comes. What was it? What did happen? What caused this to happen?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's a big question. I think there were certain things that were there, and then we had kind of been putting on the back burner for a long time. And, you know, you're pregnant, and you're breastfeeding, and then it was working and juggling the kids, and you kind of forget about it, and, the, you know, resurfaces again. Mm-hmm. And I think it just,
I kind of came to a breaking point, honestly. And I'd gone through a lot. I lost my best friend. And I think that really does change you and makes you look at things differently.
I think that's important to underscore. Yeah. You had a friend who died.
Yeah, by suicide.
By suicide. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that does make you say, you reevaluate your whole life.
Yes.
Like, wait, what am I doing? Yeah. Like, life is short. This just happened. So how did you reassess in that moment?
Well, I do think that had a big part of it, definitely. But just what, you know, you're willing to accept and not accept. And it's hard because, you know, like I said in this clip, you know, it's not like there was one big thing. And, you know, we do love each other very much and have a lot of respect for each other. So that makes it even harder to make a decision like that.
Yeah.
You know,
Y'all have a lot of kids.
You have a big family.
You have a big family. You have 20 plus years of history, of shared
28
history.
28 years being married.
28, almost yes, 30. Yeah. So yeah. What is happening today? What's the current status?
So the current status is we live under the same roof. It feels so funny to talk like that. It's like, I feel like I'm in a therapist's office. Like,
oh, so anyway, that's what we try.
We live under the same roof in different rooms. And it's just sort of like, we are fortunate enough. We have other homes and he kind of come and go. And when we are all there, it's just sort of like, you know, if he's there for dinner, great. And it's just.
So it's friendly.
Yeah. It's friendly. Yeah. It is.
Do you feel like there's
we were never fight or, you know,
yeah. I was going to say, we had your husband on when I think it was right in the beginning of this, and he was lovely the way he spoke about you.
Talked about you the entire time.
Yeah, even though we knew that, you know, there was some turmoil there. So there's a mutual respect, which is probably the reason that you're both going to be okay.
I think so. I mean, it's really hard. It was really hard to shoot this season. Because when the cameras went up, we had not even shared this with our daughters. Ooh. And, you know, I have a job to, you know, to share my life and to be honest. And I've always have been. And he wasn't really ready to share that. So that was very challenging for me to, you know, kind of balance that. And then I thought, you know, this is pretty apparent. So I'm just going to have to just put this out there that things are not great right now.
Yeah. Wow. Is there a chance that you guys can make it through this?
I mean, I really don't know what my future holds right now, to be honest, which is the weirdest part of all of this is, you know, I've always had so much stability my entire life. Mm-hmm. And to feel like, oh, I don't really know where my future is, you know, and, you know, next week.
Right. So and watching this clip, too, I mean, the fact that you have to live this publicly, especially as a mother, as a human who has, you know, an open, beautiful heart, it must be. Right. Hard.
It is very difficult because people, even people who mean well, they're like, what are you doing? You know, go home. Like, you don't live in our home.
Life.
You don't know what's going on. You think I wanted to be in this position after being married all this, time?
Yeah.
I mean, my dream was to, you know, be married forever and grow old with this person. I did not want to be in this position. Trust me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is hard living it out in the public eye.
Well, I do think people weighing in and just blurting out their own opinions to you, does that get to you when people do things like that?
Well, it's also their fantasy, you know. Yeah. People say to me, you know, you are my inspiration, and I get that I'm ruining their fantasy. I mean, I even had close friends, you know, who are really, you know, upset about it at first and, you know, that I hadn't shared certain things with, so... I understand that, and there's also so many sweet messages and people saying,
of course,
I admire your strength, and, you know, you're inspiring to me. I'm like, this is not a message everyone go out and leave their husbands, okay?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I do get a lot of that and so much support. Mm-hmm.
So season 13, does it feel like that you want to keep coming back?
It feels like season 300 right now. do I want to keep going? I mean, this is a decision I make, you know, every year after. This year more than ever, of course, I thought, do I really want to do this? Especially, I don't know where my life's going to be.
Yeah.
Kyle Richards and Mauricio Mansky have separated after 27 years of marriage.
Oh my God. It's in People?
Kyle never, ever gave an indication that they were separating.
Why you mad? That's why you mad, mad. Hold on. Okay, because I have an announcement. Dory MPK, I feel like you guys are more upset that you guys didn't know this information because you guys want Mauricio. That's y'all's man. Okay, I feel like y'all want to share him or something of the sort. Or you guys would battle to the... What's the term? Battle to the hell or something of the sort. Is that it?
I don't know if it's it, but I feel like you guys would battle to the term that I'm thinking of for Mauricio. Yes. Ooh, battle to the death. That's what I'm thinking of. Yes. You bitches will battle to the death for Mauricio. So that's why you guys are upset you didn't know this information beforehand. I'm playing. That's not really it. But I do feel like they are upset as they are Kyle's friend and they want to know what the fuck is going on. As you've been telling us, nothing is going on. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Who planted this story? You want conjecture? Morgan told People Magazine.
I know a Strampiana when I so see one.
Let me tell you something right now, Rob Minkoff. You're in crazy director mode.
Who are you most excited to see?
Old friends I haven't seen in a while. You know, meeting new friends. So many people.
Yeah. And you?
The Housewives. Of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. We saw Kim Kardashian is here. Of course, we love Kim and know Kim. Oh, I've never had Carmen like that. Always have loved. I thought you were so beautiful.
Thank you.
It was so nice to meet you.
I know. You're gorgeous.
You're a Housewives fan.
I am. Are you kidding? I don't miss a show. Yay. I'm addicted.
You should be on.
Yes. I will scissor you. I will scissor you.
What is that?
Oh my God.
You need a haircut.
By the way, that was from those cards they asked us, you know, but
I like that. You have such good energy. You're so much fun. And then when you guys sleep in rooms, I'm like, I'm in her room because we'd just be having fun.
We'll give her a little trim.
We do have fun. Or you can sleep in Kathy's room where she'll keep you up all night chewing chips.
Well, she'll love that.
I love that. Right? I like your fan and your whole setup.
Exactly.
You have to get a beauty rest.
Right? See, this is absolutely fun. I saw when she came, I said, there's Carmen Electra.
This season on the show, we saw everything happen with you and Mauricio. How are you doing and how's he doing?
You know, we're doing okay. We're actually pretty good considering we're very good friends, you know, we always were, even, you know, as a married couple, so we live in the same house, and we're a family, so it's really, we're doing good, considering.
It's a relatable story. Many people go through that in America.
I guess. I never thought we'd be in a situation. No. And, you know, to be getting along like this and having dinner and just like, but not together, but not together, you know, I don't know.
Are you nervous about today? You know, there's stuff with Kyle and I, you obviously saw in the press. The things where she said, you know, I exaggerated our friendship.
We've only gone on one trip together as a couple that I can recall. Mo and PK drink me. Not like, you know, my friends, like, you know, we'll go to the gym, we work out together, we hike together. She doesn't do that kind of stuff. So it was just.
Sends me a text yesterday, basically trying to silence me.
Okay, hold on. So if you're wondering what's going on now, we are at the reunion. When I say we, the girls of the Beverly Hills, okay? So apparently Miss Kyle Strappiana sent a threatening text to Dorit.
Get her, get her, get her. Get her, 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 get her.
You such a sweetheart.
Erica, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. It's probably the happiest I've been in this situation in 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you share the same feeling tonight, Kyle?
I wish I felt like Erica right now.
Yeah. Erica mentioned to me on Watch What Happens Live that she was eviscerated a couple of years ago. She felt here, and she thinks you're next up for that.
Andy. You really are a cocaine messy bottom with a corroded hole. I see you trying to start mess between Miss Erica and Kyle, and it didn't work, honey, as the shade really was towards you. I know she said she wanted to see Kyle get eviscerated, but that was more so like she wants you to hold everybody accountable, not have favorites with people, okay? So if you're going to eat Miss Erica up about something she didn't share or did say or something of the sort, have that same energy with everybody, which you don't. So I feel, again, the shade was towards you and it went right over your head as you were trying to start mess between Kyle and Erica. And it didn't work.
Erica has been an amazing friend to me. She's someone that I can trust and someone that I value as a friend. And I honestly think that she was trying to say that you eviscerated her last year. And it was more about that than about me. And I really did not take that personally.
Yes, 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 ladies. Okay. That is how you clear a messy bottom with a corroded hole and a coke problem. Okay. Kyle and Erica said there ain't no issue here. Don't start none, won't be none. Okay, they didn't say all that. But basically, like you just heard, they're good, okay? So the next show we're going to get into is The Real Housewives of Potomac. And we see Miss Mia and we see Miss Ashley talk about their sugar daddy.
But anyways, what's going on with you?
Okay, hold on. My dumb ass forgot something. Before we move on to the Potomac ladies, what happened between Dorit and Kyle? Like, why are y'all really falling out in this bitch? Is it because what I said earlier? Dorit, you really want... And I'm playing. I know Kyle texted Dorit, so... Does she not want Dorit to say something that may make Kyle's story look sour because she wasn't telling the truth of all that's been going on? Is that it? I don't know. Okay, now let's get back into the Real Housewives of Potomac. I was just confused on what, and I still am confused on what's going on between Kyle and Dorit all of a sudden. But now, again, let's get into this new show, okay?
I feel like we just haven't had a chance to, like, talk. Like, what's going on with the divorce? How are you feeling? Are you okay?
Well, okay. First off, let me ask you, how are you and the kids doing? How are y'all doing?
Well, I'm great. My kids are pretty young. My son is 2. My other son is 1. Mm-hmm. So they don't really have an awareness. And Michael and I are still living together. We're still under the same roof, so no difference for them.
And the latest information for those who don't know, you announced fairly recently that...
That we are separated after almost 8 years of marriage. Michael and I are separating.
How? The question is, this is what comes up a lot of times when you're doing reality TV.
Yeah.
Is it any of this going to be on the show?
Well, yes, and it does limit a lot of what I can disclose here. They're documenting and all of that is unfolding.
Right.
Ashley, you're very active on social media, and I'm sure you saw some of the reaction and comments on your page, various blogs. What do you make of the public reaction since you put it out? I know ultimately it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But how are you taking it all in?
Honestly, I'm not really taking it in, Marissa, because even though I'm a public figure and I put so much of myself out there for public consumption, ultimately, especially now that I have kids, what is most important is their well-being and my well-being. So I appreciate the support that I'm getting, and that's really nice, and that's really all I can ask for.
Let me ask if you can share, obviously because you're on reality TV, a lot has been shared of your marriage, you and Michael sharing it yourselves. There were suspicions and reasons why people thought perhaps this was coming or perhaps inevitable. Was that really the case? Did you feel like it was inevitable, or did you all kind of decide recently this is what we have to do?
It is more of a recent thing. My marriage has been through quite a lot. I've been open about that on the show. We've had issues with infidelity that we've overcome. So it's nothing of that nature. It will definitely be, I think it's a little bit of a cause for pause for people, and that's why they'll want to see the show, because I do give more of an insight as to how and why we got to this place. And it's not for the reasons that a lot of people think.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. We wish you well, and we appreciate you being so open, not just here, but also on the show. So.
Thank you.
I know you take it better than most as far as putting your life out there, but at the end of the day, divorce is never easy.
It's not, but you know, we are still co-parenting, and that I think is what really keeps us sane, is that we have to be civil. We can't really argue or fight or anything like that in front of the children, so that keeps everyone's temperament in check.
You haven't mentioned, but of course there's child support. There's possibly alimony. So one question I have for you is there a prenup?
So there's no set amount that he's going to be giving you?
And initially, a prenup said that I wouldn't get alimony, that I would just get a lump sum. But my prenup is now not valid anymore. If we're married for 5 years. And we'll be married for 8 years in May.
So we're like legally separated in the state of Virginia?
So yeah, you can be separated, still living together, as long as you've formed the intent for the marriage.
And we don't sleep in the same room.
Well, the biggest thing is we've talked about to start the process outside of using attorneys. So he has said that he would send me like a proposal so that we could keep it fair. We've talked about sitting down and having a proposal.
Who's writing it?
Well, Michael.
Is he gonna be on the house? Is his name gonna be on your house?
When I was younger, my mom and I were evicted twice from our house, so I've sat on the side of the street with my belongings multiple times. It is fear. When Giselle said it's operating in fear, like, yes, I am scared.
Girl, no, I'm not falling for this shit. You really don't want to leave this old ass man, because if you did, you would have been a better sugar baby, because how come you don't have no funds?
Like, why are you worried about being on the streets? What's going on? Where's your money? Don't you get paid from this show? Y'all get paid millions, thousands, I'm sure. What the fuck? Don't you have endorsement deals? What's going on? Where are your money? Why are you so scared? That was a nice story that you shared about you and your mother. Yes, I feel so bad. Oh, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. But no excuse for you not to be leaving this sour-ass man. I don't understand. Do you not get paid again from this show? I'm sorry. I really don't have any sympathy for Ashley. I know I should have sympathy for one going through a divorce, but like, why are you not divorced?
Yes, I mean, the reality is I still live with him and we've been together for over 10 years. So the reality is like, I'm gonna sometimes wanna be with him and he's a really great dad.
Are you guys getting a divorce?
At this rate, yeah. Yeah. We're 8 months in, 4 more months to go.
Like I said, Ashley, I don't think you really want to leave Papa, because if you really want to leave Papa, you would have been left Papa, this bitch. It ain't about no funds, because again, I'm pretty sure you have enough funds from this show to leave and be fine, okay? So it's not about that. You just want to hop on that old crank. I'm playing and also disgusted. So we're now going to move on to Miss Ineka and Wendy talking about their situation. They're finally sitting down, okay?
I knew that you guys had something against me or disliked me.
She submitted my name to a shrine. And threatening to send my in-laws' name to a shrine.
It was never about Ineka.
Nice try. Nice try. It was not a fight between friends. Ivy told my in-law that Wendy was upset that I had allegedly used her name, and I'm telling people that she and I are friends,
okay,
to be amongst a social circle.
It seemed like her sister and her mom were trying to prevent me from like interacting with these women.
Maybe instead of them to see you as a fellow Nigerian, they're seeing you as a Nigerian that maybe want to take somebody's spot.
So what did I do to you?
Where did all the hatred come from?
The hatred came from her sister communicating that I'm a clout chaser, I'm jealous of you. Everything under the sun. So you went and told her sister and her mama that I was on the show and they were mad. Your family was acting on your behalf.
You keep on saying my family.
But your mom submitted my name to a shrine. And that's where she puts the names of people.
What? She's and doing voodoo on you?
This woman put a hex on this. And then she says that we should ask about her in the DMV.
Ask about who?
Wendy's mom and her shrine and her prayers, and check on those people who I've prayed against and see how they're doing. They're not doing well. Is this normal?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm. Why are you drinking your drink?
I had to take a sip because this is hilarious.
And when I talked to Ivy, she had explained to me that her and Leb had a falling out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you, okay.
Her and Lebby had a falling out.
Okay.
And you know, I take Lebby as my daughter. The way she latches on to us,
mm-hmm,
some people think she's one of my daughters.
Right.
It's very hard to find a friend. Mm. Very easy to make an enemy. Okay, so that's why I call Leb. I don't know this other person. What's her name?
Ineka.
Okay.
She said that during the call,
mm-hmm,
you have mentioned something about a shrine.
The only shrine I know is St. Jude Shrine in downtown Baltimore.
You know for a fact the impact of calling somebody or somebody's family member a witch.
Your mom submitted my name to a shrine.
Ineka, girl, stop with the shrine shit, okay? Shrine with no proof. Where's the proof, okay? Y'all are having this lunch, and where are the third parties that are involved? Like, where's the mother who is the said witch? Where's the sister or the friend or the cousin who is the one who was called about this shrine? Like, why are we not having everybody here so I can see who's lying?
Okay. She did not.
I'm willing to even put that aside for us to move forward.
So can you not... I apologize.
You're not understanding that I've been deeply impacted as well.
I'm talking about the fact that you called my mom a witch in my face. I can say tangibly you did that. You're talking about something that is hearsay and third party. That's
well,
the difference.
Well, Lebette can testify That's to what difference. She was told about me.
Girl, well, Lebette should have been here to testify. Where the fuck she at then? Huh? Had enough of you, bitch. I mean, lady. So we're going to move on to the next scene, which is the girls out to dinner, okay?
You told Mia that she was screwing a rapper and screwing a married man.
Right.
In years past, if I had said that, you would be going on a rampage of Giselle's trying to destroy families. Giselle's trying to not respect marriages.
But the difference
marriages.
Is I didn't do it.
Giselle.
I see I'm going to have to read your dumbass, okay? Karen didn't say nothing about Mia that wasn't already said or that wasn't true, okay? Doesn't Mia fuck on married men? Let's move on. And secondly, Miss Giselle, you do talk about people's marriages and do try to break them up. Do I need to roll the clip on your ass?
Giselle constantly attacks our husbands. So when you attack our husband, we return serve by saying, how can you attack us when we have no one in your life to even attack?
Why would you bring a lie on this platform if you know it's a lie?
Because you're breathing life into it by bringing it up on the show.
So that's why she is Giselle Lax Bryant, because you can't attack somebody if you lack that thing that you're attacking in that other person.
Her point was specifically that you're putting something out there about her husband that's not true.
Don't attack my husband.
Yeah.
Because that's something I do not play with.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you because it was your ass having the conversation with Ashley.
Did you tell her what I said?
So I'm putting your ass on notice.
Mm.
Because what you're not going to do, let's be very clear, is you're not going to play with my husband's name. Don't with my family.
If anyone was truly concerned, you can call me, and no one has. So when you sit here on your soapbox and try to say I'm not getting through to you, no, you're not going to get through to me, because if you really wanted to, you could have a one-on-one and call me. So let's not play the theatrics, because I'm not here for that shit today.
I think it's always funny to hear her say that people are insecure when she's really the most insecure person in our group. She deflects all the time. She never wants to talk about her issues, and she does things to purposely hurt people. So I'm okay with where we are, but when we think of insecurity, it's Giselle's face literally in the dictionary.
So you were on the hater list, and—
Oh, hating on this?
Robin.
So honestly, at this point, we are oil and water, and I'm fine with that.
All right. And I don't care about like filtering myself or saying things that I think would be well received by the audience. For example, not inviting Wendy's kids to the play date.
This is not okay. Why is that not okay? It's just the kids. I said, Candace, can you take on an auntie role, reach out to Wendy, say, Wendy, I got your kids, I'll bring them. And Wendy declines.
You should have been bigger than that.
Yeah, I know that that's not a good look. But guess what? I'm a human being. And if I'm literally arguing with someone, and you saw there's a lot of stuff you didn't see. She called me the devil. She told me all of Baltimore was going to come after me. Like, if I'm literally in an argument with someone, I'm not speaking to you. Like, that's human nature. And I want to know what person in their right mind would turn around to a person and say, oh, would you like to come to family day? You know, but
right.
I have all these people messaging me, oh my God, it's too horrible. The kids are off limits, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but their mom is not.
We saw that season five, there was a very healthy conversation with the housewives. After Monique and Candace got into their altercation. Right. There was a sit-down conversation that all of you ladies were a part of. May I ask you, was that same grace given to you after that moment?
Greater Face said that, you know what, Wendy? You got one more f***ing time. Imagine a woman throwing a drink on another woman for not calling a man.
No.
What type of woman does that? Look at you. Look at the CEO. Look at the CEO. Look at the CEO.
Is
that why you're getting up? You're going to throw another.
Well, in Maryland, what the hell?
Like, you embarrassed yourself. You embarrassed your whole business.
Y'all are going to see a lot of people eat their words. Y'all remember everybody's position? How, you know, this is not what we do. We're better than this. Watch. Pay close attention. This season is about paying close attention and paying attention to the ways that the goalpost is continuously moved depending on who is on the receiving end. That's what this season's about. That's what this season's about.
No, stop antagonizing. You antagonize to the utmost.
Y'all better get security here for real, because I...
For what?
What are you going to do?
Shut up!
Why are you just doing work about my life?
I've given you please the benefit of the doubt.
Please put your fingers out of my face.
Girl,
please put your fingers out of my face. Please put your fingers out of my face.
My fingers are not in your face. This is putting my finger in your face.
Please don't tell anyone I tried to fight you anymore.
It's dangerous for you to be held back. I was not held back. You were held back. Maybe you were so drunk. Sharice, you don't remember.
She was not.
After watching the episodes, do you realize Sharice did need to hold you back from Wendy at the dance studio earlier this season?
So we've got some context missing here. She did not. So
the clip shows that she was.
She didn't have to hold me back.
Okay, well, she was holding you back.
She wasn't holding me back.
Candace, I'm all for you defending your husband, but you kept saying Giselle accused him of sexual assault, which she never did. That in itself is dangerous to throw around.
She accused him of sexual assault when she said that Ashley's friend was grabbed on the ass by him.
So my friend was at the spring party, and she said that, you know, Chris was being a little bit flirty with her. She was standing at the bar ordering a drink, and he came up and he was like,
Accused him of sexual assault when she said.
In light of Chris had DM'd Ashley and there was a situation in which Chris made me feel completely uncomfortable.
What I heard was very disturbing. A comfort zone that does not exist for you where Chris is concerned.
Correct.
And Chris thinks that you're more comfortable than you are.
As a viewer. Okay. It seemed like you had a really nice relationship with Chris. Yeah. Were you worried about damaging his reputation?
Looking back on the dance studio moment, do you wish you approached that whole Chris situation differently, knowing that it would eventually result in the kind of like demise of your friendship?
I approached that situation. I thought about that. I approached it. I chose all my words carefully. I didn't add any like extra drama and hot sauce and tea to it, which I know how to do very well. And I didn't do that because we were friends. Now we're no longer friends. So I can real get to the tea and the nitty gritty of it all. And I, you know, and that's what the reunion is for.
That's her MO. Damage every man's reputation because she is mad that her stinks.
Giselle has a history and there's a reputation there of her being fast in her past and her being loose in her past. These are facts. I'm not making this up. So, you know, I see her flirting with Chris and it's like, oh, po thing. Just po thing. That's cute. It never
bothered me. You said po thing or poke thing?
Po. Oh. P-O apostrophe. Po. Po thing. It's just, you can't ask for more from someone who can only give you less than half. Like, I can't, it never bothered me. So, he may be attracted. She's a beautiful woman. I'm attracted to Giselle. She's a beautiful woman.
Like, I'm attracted to Giselle. Giselle's gorgeous.
Okay.
Yes, I agree.
Listen, she's beautiful, but a shell is a shell, okay? And shells often have funky insides, and that's one.
Let me go back to the beginning. Giselle, the criticism was that you waited until cameras were up, and this could have been dealt with before.
You could have called me, and you didn't because you wanted to wait for an opportunity to do it on a platform that would cause the most hurt to someone who has ever been anything but kind to you. And that is what
this.
Was like, wait a minute. I feel that this is something Candace should know.
I think we would all be able, including the viewers, to give Giselle the benefit of a doubt to say that that's true. However, there has now become a clear pattern of this happening time and time again with people's husbands, where you have a problem, but the timing always coincidentally happens when the camera starts rolling.
Well, I think you saw some of my reaction in the trailer. What I will say is this. When you are dealing with people who are lacking in personal lives, personal story, they have to resort to acrobatics, creative ways to, you know, construction paper, Elmer's glue to just make up school projects.
Okay, Ms. Giselle, did that re-jog your memory? I'm going to be nice because I don't know if you have dementia, and I know we just talked about Wendy Williams. I'm not sure if you actually really do have memory issues because you can't seem to take accountability, and I'm not sure if it's because you don't remember anything, dementia, just a dumbass bitch, or what? Okay, so we're going to move on to, I guess, the girls crowning Ineka with something that she doesn't deserve, or I guess she does deserve, but who really gives a fuck? Why is she still on this? Okay. I said I was going to give her a chance. I know it's eating her the fuck up. I'll try to see what she gives next season. But right now, again, still, I'm not connecting with Miss Ineka.
There is now a new grand dame.
Why they hate this? Playing traffic.
Yeah, well, speaking of Ineka, apparently she is there to kind of challenge the Grand Dame title. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, a wise woman once said, people come for me all the time. They just don't find me.
They just don't.
Better luck. Bye, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I like Ineka, though. She is fun. She is fun. She just needs her own title.
Okay, yeah, we can get her.
We're good. Oh, like Ineka Dame. Ineka Dame. Ineka Dame. I'm suggesting Ineka Dame.
Okay, well, let's put that out there. Ineka Dame.
No,
there
she's
now.
A good person, though. She's fun.
Okay, Miss Ineka actually does live in Potomac, so yes to you. But what's so funny is they're all shading Karen about not living in Potomac, but none of them do, so I'm confused. If I'm wrong, correct me, but I could have sworn that, again, none of them do besides Miss Ineka, actually. So, I don't know. And this whole title and crowning somebody of the new Grand Dame, Miss Karen already has that title. Nobody's going to call Miss Ineka Grand Dame. You guys are fucking clowns. I have an award for you bitches, though. The Dumb Ho Award. You're crowned with the Dumb Ho Award. There you go. Okay, so the next show we're going to get into is The Real Housewives of Miami. Work!
I thought we were past what had happened with that article that you had said, which was a blowout.
I think, like, by Alexia having that event, and I called her and I was like, let's all start over.
I told her the same thing. Yeah, I want to be vulnerable and I'm glad you're doing this.
But we're not crying.
We are obviously on completely different planets. First of all, I personally think that Alexia's event was not the place to do this.
Social media.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who actually is the fakest housewife of them all? Dr. Nicole wrote it.
Well... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be Larsa.
You know, Larsa and I right now are in a place where of confusion. I just don't know where I stand with her, to be honest. And so, I hope that we are able to settle it and move along and have fun, because I'm the girl's girl. That's like, I just want to have fun and I want to support and fix crowns, and I just don't know what's going on right now. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that. Just seeing your personality on the show, it just seems like, yeah, you are a girl's girl. You want to get along with everyone. And you mentioned before the Larsa Pippen drama, which kind of came out. She said something about you being the fakest or fakest cry or something like that, right?
So it stemmed from something I said on Friday. I was at Page Six's live podcast for virtual reality with Evan. And so there was something that happened with us. They were playing a game. It was like actually very, very silly. And they said, who's the fakest? EST. So you have to pick someone. I'm like, I don't know, Larsa. But I said that with some kind of intent behind it, because I do feel right now I'm confused as to what she thinks of me as being a friend to her, because I saw her as my friend. And you see me this season saying, my God, Larsa, you know, she's that kind of girl that's going to ride with you and say, hey, you're going to kill it, Gertie. You're doing great. And then you see me sticking up for her with Lisa, like, hey, Lisa, she's hurt. That's why she came with a low blow. And even all the way to the reunion, you see me still trying to figure out a way to make her and Nicole make up. I'm fighting for Larsa to make good with everyone, and I got her back like that, the way I have Nicole's back.
Oh, well.
I have given you a lot of grace when I felt dismissed, disrespected.
Like, same.
But for some reason, I'm watching one confessional at a time, one episode at a time, and I'm like, huh, what is Gertie talking about? Why is she even talking? Oh my God, I'm so confused. What did she say? And I'm like, okay, so... maybe we're not as friends the way I thought we were, and you don't reciprocate friendship the way I do. I'm completely confused as to what's going on. So I'm in my feelings right now about it. And I'm just kind of like, one more episode of like, okay, we're on different pages as far as friendship.
Right.
That's what I think. And I don't think I'm lying when you see that every single time she talks about me on her confessional, it's like lost and confused. Like, she's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, who is she? Like, who is she? Pretty much. I'm like, okay, wow. Got it. I'll stay away.
But so, I'm saying you're saying that
I don't even know what you're saying. No offense. I have no idea what you're saying.
And that's my point. You're not listening to me. And that's not a friend I want.
Maybe if you say a few less words. Do you want me to start crying too? Do you want me to tell you everything?
I have breast cancer.
How am I supposed to know that? You're not, I mean, like, you have breast cancer?
Are you okay, baby?
I don't like to be touched when I'm like.
I'm sorry.
I went in for one mammogram that turned into an MRI that turned into 1, 2, 3 biopsies. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just say it. I have cancer. I have breast cancer.
How do you know?
Are you seriously asking me how I know I have breast cancer?
Like you went to the mammogram.
It's called a mammogram, Larsa.
Last spring, last March, routine mammogram.
Yep.
Found out that you had breast cancer. And your life changed instantly.
Instantly.
How are you, first of all?
I'm doing great. I beat breast cancer, thank goodness. I went through chemo, beat chemo, and now I'm doing my radiation, finishing up with that. So it's 4-week process. I'm on week 3, so 1 more week to go, and I'll be back to my old self, God willing.
When you got the diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
what was that first emotion you felt?
Shock and denial. Like, what do you mean? Nothing feels off. I'm not in pain. What are you talking about? It's a mistake.
I didn't know. What do you mean? I need you to come. Please. Oh my God. I need you. I know. I'm trying to tell you. Listen to me, please.
Okay,
you need to listen.
I don't know what you're fighting over.
Larsa, stop, please. I just want you to listen to me. I need you to give me a safe space to be myself. To not say, just don't judge, don't say anything to me. I haven't told anybody except for now you, my family.
What did Russell say?
Disbelief. And, you know, and of course, the first thing he says is, you know, we'll get through this. And he says all the right things, but you doubt yourself. Are you? You know, is it going to be okay? And thank God, you know, the doctor's team made it known that I will get through this. And that's the reason why I shared it, because I knew I was going to come out on top. So I'm fortunate to be able to have, you know, known that. But not everybody has that destiny, you know?
I wish you would have told me this when you first sat down.
That's not something you just say when we're first down. That's not how you open up a conversation.
I don't know. Like, they don't cut you. They do like a little biopsy.
They have to cut me. I hope that you take it in confidence right now, just because I'm not sure how I'm going to do it.
I know.
I'm just saying, you know, I want to make it clear, because I have to now tell the rest of the girls. And I don't, you know, like, there's never a perfect timing with these girls, you know? Like, that's the thing about it.
I mean, you're not going to get one. This is like
serious. No.
But I just want you to know that I really feel bad, and I love you, and I'm going to be here for you.
And then there's, like, you know, the drama with Larsa and I is kind of over, and then now there's a new drama surrounding Larsa.
And it trickles down from, so it's kind of like a
trickle-down effect. To Gertie.
Yeah. And I'm taking it, I'm running. Okay. I'm running the race, baby.
Okay.
And it's fine, you know, when I have somebody's back, and what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. Good. And because I have true conviction about some things that happened with the two of them in the past, it carries on to me because I was friends with her. And so we go through those kinks like this, right. And then you're gonna see this kind of, like, I call it a waltz.
Gertie and I are both very honest and genuine, and we don't take sides just because we're friends. Like, right. What's right is
and
right, what's wrong
is wrong. People expect you to and have full blindfolding, and I don't work that way.
Who are those people, Larsa?
Well, like we said, it starts with her, and the baton is passed to me, and it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't.
What is going on? We just interviewed Gertie.
Yeah.
And, okay, I see two sides on this. On one point, I see where you're trying to share the information, so the same thing that happened to you doesn't happen with them. But then I get confused when Gertie says something along the lines of, like, I feel like I was testing her.
What does that even mean? Who tests cancer?
So how long were you guys having that conversation before?
So when we had that lunch scene, honestly, it was basically like I got ambushed, Teddy. I sat there and we fought for 30 minutes. And then she told me she had cancer after we were fighting for 30 minutes. So I didn't have a great response because I was in shock.
Okay, so we only saw like 2 minutes of it. So then it's like, why is she being so insensitive?
How could she? For 30 minutes, we fought. We argued over her talking about me in the press. I've never done anything to her. She's had a vendetta against me from last year.
And what do you think that stems from?
I don't care. I just know one thing, that I wasn't insensitive to her. We're not friends. And clearly I see that for what it is. We are not friends. and I try to do something that I apologize to her. I shouldn't have told her story, but my intention was to literally rally her friends, not even my friends or her friends. She's closer to them than she is to me. And she literally has bullied me all year over this.
On day one of our trip, you asked me for a favor to not put your name in the press, and I wanted the same courtesy. I felt like you finally realized that, okay, you know what? Okay, I understand. Lord and behold, this past day, a couple days
Can
ago.
Can I say your name?
Look, ho, you didn't have to say her name. Okay, hold on. As you see, Gertie is upset because apparently, I guess Larsa mentioned Gertie or alluded to Gertie in an article, but she didn't say her name. But although Larsa didn't say her name, you still alluded to Gertie. So you're still talking about her. So stop playing dumb, ho.
Stop, stop, stop. No. Stop pick me on my name, bitch.
I never said your name. You're a bitch. I never said your name. I don't need your name.
Okay, no.
Okay,
I'm done. Okay, this is what I get today. Okay?
Gertie. Okay, I do sympathize with all that you're going through. Obviously, cancer is no motherfucking joke. And again, power to you as you have beat it. So yes, okay? But I feel like this pulling your wig off, was too performative. Like, you had that shit ready to snatch off. Was it not glued down? And again, I'm not trying to... Hold on, let me see something. Yes, honey, I just wanted to try for the effect. But again, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just truly, were you practicing this move or what?
You won't even let me finish a sentence to actually understand. If you're my friend, you're going to say, how did I hurt you? Let me listen to the whole thing and then react.
But I've been over this. Russell's told me.
You, it's like beating your head against a brick wall.
I know.
Stop.
You know, Gertie, you're right. Stressing yourself out.
Okay, Gertie, don't let these bitches stress you out and make you become undone, okay? I know I joke around on this channel, but I just wanted to say I do appreciate and applaud Gertie for sharing her journey throughout this cancer situation on a national television show. She shaved her head and so on. That's really huge, and that could probably help somebody. So this is the type of stuff I like to see on a reality television show. I mean, not when it's weaponized towards people, like pulling your wig off as she did. I'm not trying to say she was weaponizing it, but it just, again, to me, seemed performative. But everything besides that, I loved or love how she is sharing her journey, and I am happy that she has beat cancer, I believe so, right?
It's not the time. You're going through this.
I'm okay. I can multitask. I'm fine. It's not like I'm
No, you think you can, but either. In this situation, no, this is a medical issue.
A bitty bitty bumba. A bitty bitty bumba. A bitty bitty bumba. A bitty. Okay, I'm gonna stop. But welcome to the kitchen, obviously. It's time for me to share with you my favorite snack. I tried to do so last week, but look, let me share a little story with you. I didn't have my glasses on, so when I was editing the video, it looked like it was very much giving what I thought it was giving. But when I put my eyes back on to see real life, I saw the video was very much crunchy and the lighting was very much sour. So hopefully this lighting is better. Okay, so now it's time for me to share you. Hold on. This shit is starting off sour already. It's time for me to share with you my favorite snack again that I tried to share with you last week. So let's get into it. Charles, your snack is ready. Okay, finally the snack that I wanted to prepare for you guys last week is here, done properly. Last week it was sour, with sour ice cream. Or gelato, or whatever the fuck it was. Whatever was in the fruit roll-up that I prepared last week, okay? Not what I normally have. But today, we have my apple pie mochi in my fruit roll-up, which is my favorite ice cream snack thing in this bitch. So now, let's get into it. Watch me eat, bitch. I would like to thank Marty for supporting this channel and helping me find my favorite snacks, as I could not find my apple pie mochi anywhere. But with the help of Marty, a female-owned business in this bitch, you can find any grocery needs you want in this hoe. And not to mention, most items on their site are much cheaper than going to the actual grocery store. So if you want to shop with them, go ahead and do so, and you can use my code to get percentage off. You don't need a subscription, honey, okay? Charles, that snack was tasty. Tea in this bitch, okay? Let me know if you're at home trying the snack that I just made. You're probably not, but if you have a snack that you like and that you normally make, let me know, because I'm curious to No. As long as it's not meth, like I said last week, my last recap. Because sometimes when y'all come on this channel, typing some of the asinine things y'all do, it's okay. Sometimes I'm a little unhinged too as well. But when I see some of the things that y'all leave, I'm like, meth. Okay? But it's okay, girl. Just maybe stay away from my channel because I don't do too well with meth heads. But now let's get back into the recap, the tea, everything that you came to watch this video for. So that's enough of that, okay? And I want to go back to talking about Wendy Williams because I'm not sure if I talked about this certain topic, but I see a lot of people coming for her son, talking about he seems like an opportunist and all this money he's spending on his apartment and Uber Eats. Y'all are acting like he's not living the life that he came accustomed to. What are y'all expecting him to live? Like how you guys live? Broke? I'm playing. I'm not trying to shade y'all. I'm just saying his mother is a millionaire. That's how he's been living. That's how he was living before his mom got diagnosed with what she got diagnosed with. I don't believe that his mother, or excuse me, I don't believe that he is taking advantage of his mother. In fact, he's really trying to fight to see her, save her. She was the most healthiest when she was with and around him. So I'm confused on this narrative about the son. Watch it, girl. Okay. So I want to end this recap here and I want to thank you guys for watching. Hold on. Before I thank you guys for watching and I end it here in this bitch, I wanted to talk about the new casting rumors on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Y'all got rid of Marlo and Sanya. Oh my God. I know some of you guys are at home rejoicing, but I feel like she really saved last season. I mean, what else would we have been watching if it weren't for Marlo? In my opinion, don't eat me up. No shade. Kenya didn't really give anything. Candy really didn't. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay. And y'all want to give Miss Shamila a peach and y'all gave somebody named Ming Lee a peach. Portia has a peach and some other random people have a peach. And you're bringing back Drew. Yes for that because she kind of saved last season as well too with her storyline even though it was kind of fake. I don't know how I feel about this cast. But will I be watching? Yes, obviously, okay? And Simon and Portia, are y'all doing whatever's going on between your marriage? Ratings or what? Is this clickbait? Are y'all really getting a divorce? You ain't really got no money or citizenship, Simon? What's happening? I guess we'll find out, okay? So now we're gonna end this recap here. I wanna thank you guys for watching and listening, and I will see y'all next week.
Ew. Like JK, but like maybe not. But thank you for watching. But you hating ass bitches always have something to say. Hating ass bitch, but you're still watching my vids. What? 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 You're so upset. But that's like okay because have a piece of bread, have a Xanax, relax because I said what I said.